Right away with a very good word. humility, these things we talk about here. Okay? Talk about being revealed, they were closed, unprotected, they were open, they were vulnerable. But it's promoting something, telling us something more about what is going on between Adam and Eve. Right? That's okay. These were things that we share. That's what we do. It's both a contentment, contentment, a vulnerability, a purity, a innocence, perfection, a freedom. God wants for us. That's what Adam and Eve are experiencing with him. A prayer for each other. And it was that. And I'm sure there's other things that we could simplify this as well. What we came up with in this word, what is the meaning, the nature of life? I'm going to connect you. I think it is the word of meaning. I'm going to try and capture it in one thing. When we talk about God as a thing, as a community, the individual, they can have it. They experience these things right here. In this sort of white hot center of a deep, holy, perfect relationship. And when Adam and Eve mirrored that, and they were told they were naked and unashamed, they were experiencing those very things. This is what life is that God has given. This is what he gave to Adam and Eve and said, this very good. Now, what that word again, later on, in the redemptive perspective, when you think of John chapter 17, okay, I'm sorry, in front of you, going to read that chapter, what is called the high priest speech and prayer, and the Lord Jesus. When we talk about this communion, this loving communion, this interdependence, all of these things, all these words, we can go over and over again. And in John chapter 17, when the Lord talks about his role, he's praying to his disciples, he calls upon the Father to bring them into these communities. Relationship where there's life is spoken of in relational terms of connectedness and connection. Now that's going to be our paradigm for the created order. So that in come to chapter 3, what we see is Adam and Eve experiencing that something. We see that this temptation to take place, this turning is a paradigm for every one of the temptations. What takes place in chapter 3, and particularly the first 6 verses, is just exactly what happens to you and I. And we are confronted with him. All the things when we get down to the earth. Okay? And that's okay, not too very good yet. No, I agree with you. Any comments or questions? Very good. There's two lessons ahead, but that's very good, too. Yeah. And we want to come back to that. That's in the fallout. Okay? We want to talk about what we do to somehow deal with all of this. So we have this craving inside. What is it we do? Good. Okay? Any other comments after last week? Okay. So let's dive back into the text then and look forward to chapter 3. And we want to begin to talk about, as we continue, the nature of the temptation. Okay? This week, I'm going to gonna risk it. Next week I'm gonna risk a little more and try to help all of us understand something, hopefully not too bad, but a way of looking at ourselves and how it is that we relate to God. The nature of the temptation. Let me read, if I may, the first 6 verses of Genesis chapter 2. It says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Indeed, has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'From the fruit of the tree of the garden, you may. But from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it.' And the serpent said to the woman, 'You surely shall not die. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate and she did also touch him with her." We know from Romans chapter 8 that as a result of this, all of created order. This wasn't some harmless biting of an apple over somewhere in the rest of the kingdom recently. This had cosmic functions. You want to unpack some of this if you can, and look at it and try to understand what in the world is going on. So the human eye is this, and the devil comes, and this is the mind. And he seeks to take us away from what is life, because he left. Notice this, an observation in him in the first verse, that he comes to Eve when she is alone. When she is alone. Okay? Going back to this individual, unrelated, not in the gospel. You're alone. That's not how life is. It comes to her and she is alone and she is vulnerable at this time. Note with me as well as in the chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "Indeed." This is the term, as I looked it up, it's an expression of shock and surprise. Are you kidding? Really? God has said? Listen to the words of what he says. "That's God said, you shall not eat me. You fear the God." Think about that word. Second word. What is the serpent in front? That's God said, you cannot be free to yourself. What's the point? Okay? Okay? What? He calls into question what, by the way? Okay? What? Now, as you begin to try to understand the nature of temptation, that's going to be, there, just that. That's going to be one of the things we need to see right away. Okay? He calls into question, how did you put that word? Okay? Question. Right? Yeah? Okay, excellent. Right? Now you got the third. Yeah. What's he calling in for question as well? Oh, good. Excellent. He's questioning. Okay, God. Good. Very good. Very good. How many of us, in moments when we're low, find that the company walking with a handmaid right beside us is confused? They're not clear about it. You bet he's seeking to cast a cloud over her relationship with God and the need to see God with any other company. the priest. Now, that's in priest. I speak it in the rest of my language. Free in what sense? What is all the actual question? Yes, yes. Well, that's it. That's it. What happens to have been coming? See? Right. Very good. Excellent. He's blowing that out of proportion. And as a result, what is he making it feel like, or won't he? Yeah, God respects it. And what lives behind that? If God respects it, I'm saying, that's God. God respects you. Okay? Respected. My mind was on the B when I was there. Okay. God is. Did you say that? Okay. Right. What else is God? What is God? Okay. Okay. That's. I think that's. That's pretty. Pretty well implied. Although you're talking about something, you're not talking about God. Are you implying them for the answers of their answers? Yeah, right. Okay, good. We're going to come back to it. Right? He's secretive. Yeah. God is secretive. What do you mean by that? They touch on the two things, which I would say this is on the basis of any temptation. Any temptation you and I are faced with, you and I are faced with, two things that not overtly, I'm not saying these come to the front of our minds and this is what we're thinking in the end. They simply lie behind. There's a means that God, the devil uses our flesh, the world uses our weakness, uses the demons in our life and in our life. The five things. Okay? Two things that we have said here in the self-learning. First is basically a suspicion of many individuals. I'm a little general. Because I think in the book of Job, that is a central and key. You know, not whether God is sovereign over you know, the devil and how that's all the human real workout or any of the rest of it. Or both are part of the thing. But I think certainly to the book of Job and what is expected in the midst of intense suffering, and I believe in suffering the goodness of God. Is God good even in everything in the world? And if God can cause you and I for a moment to suspect something about the goodness of God, then you've got to come in. There's a second one to come back. We raise it as the Christian demand and the Christian demand. A suspicion about more knowledge, more love. What do I mean by that? Position? What else? Or experience? Mm-hmm. When we think about our loss in life, if I use that term, what are we talking about? Well, what do I think about when I think about my loss in life? My options? Yes. Okay. spiritual life. Brother, you know home. You know, plain simple that. Where we were dumb. Joy. Broken? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? What else? What has God done? All the flesh yourself and your thinking. All done. We can see that in general. I'm trying to get specific. When we think about our lot in life, we're talking about ourselves. We're thinking about where we've been done. We're thinking about what just happened to you. Our relationships, whether they're good or bad or whatever else. The kids we got or the parents we got. Our health, our look. Yeah, now we're wanting it. Our health and our look. Hmm? You like this? My family. Our last question became really good. Oh, man, you guys are walking by me. Our last question is about how good they're here. You didn't go that way? Yes, no, it's on the subject. And, you know, about our lot, man. My nose is big as that guy's nose. Yeah. Okay? When you're tall and skinny, fat and short. If I already see a smile on his face, last week he told me that he's rich today. He's going to be fine. Amen. Does every one of us have things about us that we would like to see? About us physically, about our circumstances? You know, man, I'm a dad, they're my brother. And my brother has a dad. Okay? Things like that. He can cast a suspicion about my lot in life. How far it is, all I drive, the trial of me is on, whatever it is. Yeah. Very good. Excellent. You've only got 2 minutes. I wish you could spend my 3 minutes. He uses, by the way, another observation here, because we've got to move on. He uses notice listening. This is very important. He uses the generic, general term of God or feeling here. He does not use the term Yahweh. The personal term, it's the idea of God is transcendent, as general, as impersonal, as opposed to God's infinite, near. He doesn't say Jehovah God says these things. He says the far distant, unknown, removed dictator of the universe. The basis of every temptation that I face, that I am able to work out this world is true. You want to go on? This is, as I said, a type of temptation. Let's look at verses 2 and 3 and read this one. One said to the serpent, from the fruit of the trees of the garden, he made me. See what that is. In the original dictation of the privilege of Eden, verse 16, from any tree of the garden you see, he says, from the fruit of the tree of the garden you see. Okay? Now, I don't think tree is the word I meant. Tree is fruit. Yes. Tree is fruit. In the original, up in verse 16, chapter 2, verse 16, what does God pronounce the there to me? From any tree of the garden, you may eat food. You have got food. That verse speaks of the boundless liberty of God. Of the freedom and liberty we have. And yet, as David pointed out, it's been distorted. It isn't all these trees that you can eat. You can't eat of this one. tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it, or sharpens what apparently appears to me, he thought was a pretty flat call this to begin. Now again, not a fear. And I say, he says that. He doesn't say, well, the Jehovah person of God that I know, could this be the main tree of the God? I think he's talking to me and says, yes, this. And I knew the answer. This difference removes God that I can confess it. He does not give a clear rejection, but a partial recognition of the truth. He said this repeatedly in speaking, certainly does. That God is it. There is not guilt and guilt. That's what the thing is. Speaking about the goodness of God and speaking, in the circumcision of him, he surely shall not die. This is a supposed strong, very strong, and should be strong. He couldn't have said it any time. Now, when he says he shall not die, this is a supposed strong. When he says he surely shall not die, what do you think? Okay? That God is lying? Yes. Yes? That's right. You can't stop that. Okay. Yeah, I'm tired. That's good. Very good. God is the kind of relationship, the kind of thing. And the devil's saying, wait a minute. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be open. What is the servant attributing to God of it? What's the thing God wants? Excellent. So, very good. What else? Here. That's really good. You are afraid they're going to find them. What else? Okay? Very good. What else? Look at the face of the these doctors? These people are really down. Right? Yeah. Instead, by the way, here's what the difference between a suggestion and a suggestion. If you think you're suggesting something, yes, you're suggesting it's a beautiful thing. It is a deliberate attempt to lead astray. A suggestion is simply the idea of saving the possibility. I'm telling you that the devil seeks to be an answer to using that word. Now, he goes on to say, and I don't have to hurry you for it, you shall exist as God, or you shall be as God. In other words, you shall exist as a rose in the plane of higher being. Now, I was committed to all the time, but the greatness and the real something for it, and that's how that would be. The temptation is to become familiar with and have power over the mystery that lies beyond us. The basis of temptation here is thinking about the goodness of God and thinking about whether I've got that right. What he is saying here is he's inviting them, he is helping them. Something I don't know. Yeah, that's right. They're doing the same thing. And you know, when you see a woman, an attractive woman, even though you may have a loving, intimate relationship with your wife, the message that can come is something being held without me. You're wrong. It isn't as good as it could be. Something could be better. I could be happier. I could be experiencing something. Why? And the woman, well, I don't know, I just, my husband is in the church, but he really had me. Whatever. We can, those messages can come in. Now, lurking behind this is the monstrous idea that I do. Not here in the moment. The part of the temptation then, the basis, thinking, the goodness of God, and God, the person is not in that moment. Part of the temptation is the ability to be happy. What is the moral? Because next week, we'll come to the place where the pain is. We need to look into our own heart and now more than introspection to accurately and recognize. I want to talk about how God has another devil to serve Satan to his church. Satan to his church. He was having a second to his church. Answer this question. What is the moral of the third one? And get at that. You and me. Sometimes the question. into that very good fit. I would say that you definitely have moral capacity. I would hope you got everything. Because after it took them being in the test, yes, one more. As we can notice with me, you have this incredible picture of life, and I hope a new heart of man that with me. I want this kind of relational woman. The devil has gotten her along, and she can just turn her away from all the gods of the very good, and she's going to buy them. Lay the groundwork for that, by passing these people. Answer the question, what is the goal? Father, we bow before you again. We are thankful that you have served us and the protection of the Spirit and the cause of man of the Lord to live with us all around. Father, we need to.